Welcome to the Brew Drink Run podcast, brought to you by the only website that promotes brewing your own beer, consuming the best craft beers in the world, and then running off the calories, brewdrinkrun.com.
Is it just me or does that intro get longer every week? Welcome to episode 167. Is that what we decided this one was? 167?
Yep.
The Brew, Drink, Run podcast. Your place to hear people who don't know what they're talking about talk about beer and sometimes running and sometimes homebrewing. My name is Lee.
I'm Raymond.
I'm Corbin.
What's up, Corbin? Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Corbin.
Hey, team.
Missing our boy Keith today, but we'll try to do him right and let you know that if this is the first time listening to the show, this is one of our mini episodes. Our mini episodes are where we just drink one beer and we talk about it. The previous episode and the next episode in your podcast feed are our full episodes. On full episodes, we also talk about homebrewing and running in addition to reviewing two beers. If you like the show, don't forget to rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you grab your podcast, and write a short review. Not only those star ratings, but also those reviews help more people to find the show. You can also tweet or Instagram or Facebook about the show. If you do any of that, tag us at Brew Drink Run. On today's mini show, what do we have, Raymond?
Today, we are drinking a peach triple by Hardywood Park Craft Brewery, which I think everybody just refers to as Hardywood.
Pretty much shorthand.
Yep, that's even in their website. It's hardywood.com, so they don't seem to have a problem with that. Peach triple is a traditional Abbey style triple, Belgian kind of style beer. Kind of style. It's actually a Belgian style
kind
beer,
of style.
Isn't it? Yeah, kind of. And then they re-ferment this on peaches. So we're expecting some good peach flavors here. It is an 8.2 ABV triple, 25 IBUs. Yeah.
All right. So for these mini episodes, for the last handful, we've really tried to kind of have a concept or a theme to them beyond just the individual beer we're drinking. Maybe it's the style of beer, or maybe it's Star Wars, or maybe it's something else. For today, I want to kind of hone in a little bit on the peach aspect of this beer. I mean, doing fruit beers, maybe a little too broad. I don't want to ruin that great strawberry fruity episode we have coming up. But in the meantime, maybe today we can kind of keep some of our discussion to specifically peach flavors in beer, peaches used in brewing, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So, Corbin, off the top, do you have a beer that is either brewed with, fermented on, includes peach flavorings, that is one that you like, that you could just come off the top of your head with?
Oh, off the top of my head, La Pêche Mode from, is that Three Taverns?
Three Taverns.
I love the name.
Yeah.
Which I'm embarrassed to say I did not get it first.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Okay. I was like, La Pêche Mode, what is this? And then I was like, Depeche Mode. Okay, that's fair.
It's a pretty creative name. I'm going to save mine for a little bit later when we have Raymond's game that we play with Raymond's with Keith's spreadsheet. Raymond, do you have
always playing games?
Do you have one that's a peach beer that's kind of a either one? It doesn't even have to be one that you like, but just one that you've had that you can remember that you have a specific impression of.
Oh yeah. And it's one that I don't. It's well, it's Son of a Peach. And
that's RJ Rocker,
Son of a Peach. And it's not exactly my favorite beer. It's good. It's fine. But I have it's a very specifically associated with local baseball because they have for years sold, or at least until recently sold, Son of a Peach as one of the few craft beer offerings. And I would always get that because it was sort of local, and also very easy to drink and the baseball games, minor league games around here are always kind of hot and, you needed something light and refreshing and it did the trick.
Now, Hardywood Park, they are located up near where your wife's family are, right?
Yeah, they're up in Richmond, Virginia. Roanoke's a little further away from Richmond, but I have some associations with Richmond as well. My wife went to school at VCU up there. So,
all right. Have you had a chance to check them out yet, like to go by or anything like that? Not yet.
No. I haven't been there in a long time. So,
All right. Well, let's get into this beer today. Corbin, why don't you describe a little bit about what this beer looks like in the glass?
Certainly hazy, more orange than yellow, kind of like a deep egg yolk.
All right.
That's a good color.
Yeah. Yeah, I would go with that. Yeah, definitely. I would put it in my little scale, a golden, a dark, deep golden, maybe a little bit more orangey than a grapefruit juice, but kind of in that line of things. Label art, Raymond, if you were to see this on a shelf, what would you be looking at and looking for?
Well, two distinct kind of looks to this. The back is very graphic, and it has this kind of woodcut look to it, and is really, I think, really kind
of
sharp.
Like a lot of Hardy Woods, like the Reserve series, that's kind of the default look for those. Yeah.
And then the front, the part that you would see on the shelf, is actually much more colorful. And it's a, what do you call it? A bushel full of peaches,
sure.
A basket full of peaches, really nice and bright colors. Very distinctly different from the back. I got to say, I like the back better, but
I'd pick it up for the back as well.
Yeah.
Which actually I'm 99% sure that, and I don't know if that tree was drawn for Hardywood, but it's floating around on Google Images, and I've got about 240 mason jars with that on it, along with Corbin and Kristen.
That's funny.
032913.
That's really funny. I would have to think that is theirs, just because of the Reserve Series, the other art for those, whether it's their gingerbread stout or their... their different versions of the GBS that they do. They all have a very similar look. I'm going to bet they've got somebody they've commissioned to do that. And being based in Savannah, Georgia, that kind of it's not a live oak tree, but we have a lot of the same kind of similar looking, like silhouette-ish trees floating around. So I definitely get where you're coming from. It's maybe that's their special tree. Let's say that's their special tree.
In that case, it was not on about 240 mason jars.
Yeah, I don't want you to go to jail for stealing clip art. That's not. Anyway.
I didn't sell anything, okay?
All right, good to know. Aroma on this. I'm getting just some really nice peach juice. Yeah. You know, it's fairly mild. It's not overwhelming. It gives me the impression of what I'm going to have is going to be a milder, natural fruit flavor. I'm not getting the impression of a cloyingness, overly sweet, artificial.
Yeah.
It seems like it's going to be a really nice, light, a little bit of floral, a little bit of hay, but predominantly that sweet sweetness from peach.
Hay, that word comes up in some of our discussions here, and I always forget about it. And I think about that kind of tartness or and I guess we talk about the barnyard kind of nose to it. And
well, and if you think about it, I mean, grass is very fresh and hay is like wet. You know, it's a little bit more musty.
Yeah.
And musty is not some people don't like that word for describing something running by because it's not, you know.
it's moldy and that's
yeah,
sort of feel
yeah,
to
it doesn't have the best connotations. But the flavor follow through on this, I've already taken a sip here, is really nice. It does... The aroma does lead nicely into it, but there is much more crunch and much more complexity on this compared to the aroma. Specifically, you know, when we're talking about, I guess we should also talk a little bit about a triple, talk about the triple style. Corbin, do you want to talk about triples for just a minute? Just extemporaneously about the Belgian style?
The triple followed by the quadruple and preceded by the double. What a beer style.
Nice.
It is.
Belgian Abbey, Belgian monks, derived there. Triple, you're typically in your style, you are looking for a fairly lightweight body of the beer, lighter in color. It is going to be relatively high in alcohol on the scale. I mean, it's not uncommon to see triples in 8 to 13%. I mean, anywhere in that range. Yeah, you can see with these. You're going to see... the yeast used is going to be a specific Belgian yeast. The Belgian yeast typically are going to have things like banana esters. They're going to have that kind of an overall. I'm trying to think of
I get a little bit of that in this beer.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think of commercial examples that people may be familiar with. Obviously, Allagash Triple is one that's...
Chimay.
Oh, yeah, if you're going like classic, that's...
And St. Bernardus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're going to the source, for sure. And then any self-respecting American, Belgian-inspired brewery is going to have, if not a triple in the regular lineup, is going to save those for their special releases and that sort of thing. You'd be hard-pressed probably not to find a Belgian-inspired brewery that doesn't pull out the triple once in a while, for sure. Did I do an okay job?
That was fantastic.
Okay. So in this beer, what is different for me than a traditional triple is that you do have that peach flavor, which is unexpected for style. But then there's much more of that gritty, almost like a Saison character, where it is just much more complex. It's spiced. It has that, I don't want to say barnyard because I don't want to imply there is a sour component, which, it's not really that, but there is something about that hay that carries from the aroma over into the flavor. Corbin, what do you think?
The first thing that I think about when I hear triple is the banana esters coming from the yeast. And I don't get a lot of banana, but I do get that it's almost like, a fresh peach juice, which is unexpected in a triple, but expected from something called peach triple. So it leads in really nicely. I guess not barnyard, but farmhouse.
Farmhouse, yeah.
I guess. In more of an aesthetic sense and not necessarily a taste sense. But you get like this was, you know, Abbey style, the rolling hills of Belgium.
Of Abbey.
If they have rolling hills there.
Is there anything on here on the bottle, Raymond, ingredients wise, to say if they used coriander or used any kind of spices?
Let's see here. I'm looking.
You don't really normally need to with a triple yeast, though.
Right.
It's going to produce some spiciness good spiciness.
That's true.
No, it says, actually, we use triple styles, which are characterized by Abbey yeast strains that create a delightful harmony of fruity esters and spicy phenols.
Did it. Nailed it. That's all I needed to know. Great. There is the overwhelming piece of the flavor for me, though, is that peach juice. And for someone who enjoys peaches, that's a positive experience for this beer. I do like peaches. I think for most people, if they're going to buy a large format bottle of beer that has peach in the title, they would be thinking to myself, I like peaches. I should buy this. Raymond, do you think somebody who doesn't like peaches would still enjoy this beer?
I do think so. I'm honestly, I don't get, you guys keep talking about the strong peach flavor. I don't get a strong peach flavor here. I actually get that banana flavor more than I do the peach.
I get it some, especially in the aftertaste. But for me, the first part of this, of the flavor line of this beer is a nice, bubbly, slightly spicy peach juice that then kind of finishes with that banana and a little bit maybe cleaner than some of that farmhouse that I'm getting up front. Hardywood, I am really always impressed with their stuff. We've had the chance to have some of their stuff on the podcast before. I've had several of the other bottles as well. They are one of a handful of breweries right now that whenever I am able to get something from them, I'm pretty excited because I know that the quality level is going to be high. And I've seen lately they've really been doing more, you know, double IPAs, some of the more traditional American craft beer things. But I really came to know them from this more reserve series line of beers they do that maybe are a little bit more out there. So I'm excited actually to kind of go backward with them and to start drinking some more traditional beers and see what they're able to bring to those styles after knowing what they can do with these more interesting releases or these, you know, more out of the box themed releases that are going to be, you know, limited edition, harder to find at local bottle shops or brewery only releases.
We're going back in time. Keith's spreadsheet. Let's do this. Yeah.
All right, Keith is not here, but that doesn't mean I still can't open up his spreadsheet and turn to Keith's list of over 3,000 beers where he has written descriptions and given ratings and has the ultimate record, the Brew Drink Run document of record that is his spreadsheet. For today, we are going to have a little competition here. We're going to have a little friendly in-house competition between Raymond and Corbin. I am going to read the description of the beer, and we will see if one of these delightful young gentlemen can guess what the beer is based on the description from Keith's spreadsheet. Gentlemen, are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
Yes, okay. Lee, thank you.
The format will be, I will begin reading the review. If at any point you know what the beer is before I'm done, raise your hand and I'll call on you.
Oh, okay.
We need bells. We need that bell. We had that one episode. So I'm not guessing that's going to happen. So at the end, when I'm done reading, I will begin with Raymond, our returning champ, give him a chance to talk through everything, get it wrong, and then see if Corbin can steal it. All right. Our style for today is an American wild ale. It's fermented with Ardennes yeast and peach puree, then finished with Brettanomyces yeast, 8.3% ABV. A slow rise of foam comes up from the bottleneck after opening, but I had plenty of time to pour a couple of glasses before it started coming down the sides of the bottle. The beer pours with a cloudy orange color and a nice active head that settles to a nice thin layer on the beer. Peaches come out in the aroma strong right from the start, some sweet bready malt, and just a hint of Belgian-style barnyard funkiness. The taste is pretty much a carbon copy of the aroma. The peaches are strong up front and mix with a sweet bit of generic fruits. Melon and lemon peek out every now and then with a bready malt base. Both yeast strains are clearly working overtime in this beer, but neither one is particularly dominant or overly complex at this point. It is certainly possible that the Brett will develop in time, but it isn't adding a whole lot at this point. The finish is a touch on the dry side, and there's a strong carbonation you get right from the start of the taste that complements the beer perfectly. The bottom line is that this is a tasty beer that I'm enjoying quite a bit, even if it isn't a life changer. An extremely respectful showing, and I think that it will get better with the Brett in the future. 3 out of 5 B plus. No one raised their hand. All right.
My knowledge of peach beers is limited, apparently.
Okay. I will begin giving my limited amounts of clues. This beer review is available on brewdrinkrun.com.
Oh, okay.
So this is a beer that has been published. He changes these a little bit when he publishes to the website, so put your phones away. This is a beer that was a limited edition beer. This beer was brewed once.
I imagined.
The brewery that produced this beer is located in Atlanta.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, Burnt Hickory. No.
It's not Burnt Hickory. No.
Oh, wait.
No. Corbin's got his hand up.
I got my head up. This is the Pit and the Pendulum from Sweetwater.
Ding, 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 ding. The Pit and the Pendulum from Sweetwater. There we go. That's how you play the game. That's how you win. All right, good. What tipped you off? Well, I mean, did it really just come down to what Atlanta brewery made a peach beer that I would have seen like one time?
Oh, I was going to ask if it was, I can't remember if you said it had been corked and caged or not. But I was going to ask, because I think that one had been, hadn't it?
I think so.
Once you said Atlanta, it was like, okay, well.
He's going to spend the money making this and send it out one time. So Sweetwater. All right. There you go. Pendulum. That was out, just maybe 2 years ago? It seems like it was here anyway. It was a more expensive Sweetwater bottle, so it kind of hung around a little bit longer than a lot of their stuff normally does, I think, because of the price point. But one that I did see many times and then never picked up. So I think a lot of the notes from that beer, though blended over into this beer, I felt like they could have been, you know, closely related. Obviously, with Pit and the Pendulum being classified as a wild ale and having the Brettanomyces, and especially if that had time to develop, I'm sure a very different beer. But some of that did kind of come over. As the Hardywood Peach Triple has continued to sit in our glasses, gentlemen, do you have any final tasting notes with this one? Sometimes with our beers, we're able to kind of tell a change or a shift in the flavor as it's been continued to warm up closer to room temperature. This isn't necessarily a style that I think that's important to do.
No.
But, you know, for people who are sipping or sharing beers, what can they expect with a little bit of time on it? Raymond?
I think I get a little more kind of sourdough flavor going on in here now.
I second that. I was going to say there's a little bit of sourdough is perfect, I think.
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, you said bready during your talk about Pit and Pendulum, so I'm sure that there is an influence there, but it's that specific sourdough.
Corbin, anything beside the sourdough coming out or changing for you?
I don't know if I'm just become more accustomed to the peach in it, but I'm losing the peach flavor. And it's just kind of tasting more like a traditional triple to me, which isn't bad. It's a really good triple.
I still am getting actually a lot of the fruit acidity. I feel like I'm getting more acidity now than I was before. And I'm starting to get that thing that I get when I drink beers that are aged on cedar wood. That little bit of what I call the fuzzy tongue is a little bit of a... I'm starting to get a little bit of that.
Might be the peach fuzz.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's the peach fuzz. You stole my joke. Joke is over. It is ruined. Oh, well. But this was a fun one. Thanks to Hardywood for sending this out, having the chance to try it. Hardywood's not in our distribution area, so they were kind enough to share this with us and let us give it a go on this week's mini episode. If you have had a peach beer, a beer with peach, a beer inspired by peach, maybe you've made your own, we would love to hear about it. Reach out, leave a comment on this show's post on brewdrinkrun.com or on our Facebook page, or let us know on Twitter or Instagram. We will be able to find you, and we will include your notes next time we talk. We'd love to hear about those. For more about us and Brew Drink Run, you can go to brewdrinkrun.com. There you can read Keith's massive weekly beer review that he's doing. For those who followed his daily beer reviews for years, he has now moved to a once-a-week format. It's a longer format, more in-depth. If you're one of those people who just wants even more about your beer, it's a great resource that comes out every Monday. Follow us on Twitter at BrewDrinkRun or on Facebook at facebook.com/BrewDrinkRun. Email us at team@BrewDrinkRun. Call us at 781-76-DRINK. Go buy our t-shirts or running shirts at BrewDrinkRun.com. Click on the shop link. Our theme music provided by Morning Lights. Thank you for joining us. We will see you at the bar. Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
It just seems very delicate as we're yeah.
No.
What?
Say it. Wow.
All right, that's good.